A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, June 28, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Blessing Zulu.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about price hikes in Zimbabwe.
To join our discussion, as usual, phone us directly at the following number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter mobile frequency and on the 4930-6080 and 1560 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us on www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voandebele.com.
If you have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about price hikes in Zimbabwe following the abandonment of the multiple currency system in the country a few days ago.
The majority of Zimbabweans say the prices are now out of reach, with workers struggling to make ends meet. Prices of all basic commodities, including mealie-meal, bread and others, have gone up. The price of a 2-liter bottle of cooking oil has been increased from $15 to $27, while that of a 2-kilogram bag of Mahatma rice went up from $18 to $57.
Some economists have criticized the Zimbabwe's government for abandoning the multiple currency system, saying the country is creeping back to the crippling historic hyperinflation period of 2008 that led to the abandonment of the Zimbabwe dollar in 2009.
But the government is blaming some businesses of price gouging. While prices of basic commodities are going up on a daily basis, the government has also introduced stringent regulations in the buying and selling of maize, restricting purchases of the staple food to the state-controlled grain marketing board.
Siyabona ukuthi le rice layo intengo yayo isikhuphukile isinkwa sikhuluma nje abantu abaningi bathi basayenelisi ukuthi basithenge xa sisikhangela ke cooking oil i2 liters siyabona ukuthi ikhuphuke intengo kusukela ku $15 yaya ku $27 kuzobuya ke i2 kg ye Mahatma rice ikhuphuke intengo kusukela ku $18 isiya ku $57 kuzobuya i5 kg ye flour katesi sokuthiwa ke $76. So ke kukhanya ngazani ke abantu abaningi bathi lokhu kwenzakala ngesikhathi kusanda ukuthi kuthiwe akusasetshenziswa imali yakwamanye amazwe elizweni leZimbabwe. Sisetshenziswa kuphela emngceleni lapho ungabhadala khona i-customs duty kumbe nxa uthenga itikiti lendizamtshina. So abantu bathi kuzima kakhulu. Kuze buya ke uhulumende uphindile njalo uthi ke xa uthenga ku-grain marketing board yikho kumele uthenge khona umumbu. Kodwa ungeke uthengisa uyabotshwa uyafelejele sibili ngokweze khonokho kunjalo ke pleasant
wonke ukahama wadiwa nasi tirauti tinge tichitarisa mamiriro akaita zvinhu panyaya dzemitengo vakawanda munyika vari kuchema-chema kuti mitengo yezvinhu iri kuramba ichiita chamuramba mhuru kunyange hazvo hurumende yakabvisa kushandiswa kwemari dzekunze dzinosanganisira dhora rekuamerica pula rand nedzimwe ichiti iyo ndo zviri kupa kuti mitengo yezvinhu ikwire zvakanyanyisa asi izvi kusvika pari zvino zvinenge zviri kukona ng'anga murapwa achida asi vehurumende vari kuti ivo chiri kukonzera kuti zvidaro inyaya yevemabhizimisi vari kuda kuita nhafu vakawanda vacho vachitengesa zvinhu nemitengo yakakurisa zvekuti nyange vakatenga mari kana pamusika mutema nekudhura kuri kuita zvinhu zvacho hurumende iri kuti hazvisi kufambirana asi vemabhizimisi vari kuti aiwa mari ndo iri kuvaitira shoma nekudaro vakada kunotenga zvinhu kunze zvinenge zvichidhura vopedzisira votengeserawo vanhu zvinhu zviri kudhura nekune rimwe divi vashandi vari kuchema-chemawo kuti mari dzavo dzemihoro hadzisi kuwedzerwa sekukwira kuri kuita mitengo yezvinhu nekudaro zvinhu zvavaomera ndo nyaya yatoda kuti tinge tichizeya nhasi uye manzwa hurumende ichiti vanhu havachabvumidzwe kungotengesa-tengesa chibage chaakuchifanira kutengeswa kuburikidza neGMB kunze kwekunge uine masagi mashanu ari pasi pemakirogiramu anokwana kuita iwo makumi mashanu kana kuti 50 kg ndo chaunokwanisa kutakura asi chimwe chinofanira kunge chichitengeswa kugrain marketing board Nekudaro makasununguka hamawadiwa kuti pinde muchirongwa tize kuti zvinhu zvakamira sei panyaya yemitengo. Gibbs.
Right now I think we are joined by two guests, Mr. Gilbert Muponda, who is an economist. Mr. Muponda, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, Blessing, and good evening, Zimbabwe. Thank you.
Thank you so much. We are also joined by Mr. Michael Ndiweni, who is the leader of informal traders. He's based in Bulawayo. Good evening, Mr. Ndiweni, and welcome to the program.
Hey, good evening, Kibbs. Good evening to yours. I mean, our listeners, if I may use that way.
Yes, thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Let's start with you, Mr. Muponda. Mr. Muponda, it appears things are not going as advertised. The government had said that the reason why prices were going up is because of the basket of currencies that the country was using. And as a result, it decided that what needs to be done is to ban all the foreign currencies and allow people to trade within our borders with only the Zimbabwe dollar. And so that prices will go down. But the opposite is happening. Why?
Well, Blessing, I think the starting point should be to look at how we ended up with multi-currencies and the RTGS and all these things that have been happening. I think for starters, we had hyperinflation up to 2009. Mm-hmm. And then the Zimbabwe dollar then was demonetized. And then we adopted the multi-currency system to gain some level of price stability, which happened over the last 9 to 10 years. The price is indeed stabilized, and prices were under control, and the economy basically stabilized. However, when an economy stabilizes, it's not enough. You need the economy to grow as well. So you have to put in place other measures that allow the economy to grow. Hence, we started to have the currency reforms that started with the bond coins, then the bond notes, then the RTGS, and then the new currency that we have. These are reforms that are necessary for us to get some level of certain tools that a monetary policy statement should be able to have access to, so that you can control the economy using those tools. When you are using a foreign currency like we had before, you didn't have those tools. These tools, these are basic tools that are required for any modern economy. These tools include things like interest rates, mm-hmm. whereby if people deposit money, they can get high interest rates. If they borrow, they should be charged interest rates. Then also the bank, the Reserve Bank, can mop up liquidity. When there's too much money circulating, the Reserve Bank has got power to suck that liquidity so that they reduce money in circulation to manage the money that is chasing goods in the economy. Mm-hmm. So what has happened is that we have a new monetary situation in the country, and it has caused some instability in that people were not expecting it. People had a timeline. I think they were looking at 9 to 12 months. That's when they were hoping or thinking that a new currency would be introduced. But this was done sooner rather than later, because we had seen that there was a lot of speculation in terms of how the rate was now depreciating for no good reason at all. Okay. Other than that, people were speculating and piling up and stashing up U.S. dollars, such that people were just, when you got access to bond notes, you're buying U.S. dollars. Okay. For no other reason than just to save or to stash it. And it was important that the U.S. dollar is limited, its usage, towards imports, mm-hmm. not local goods. So what happened is just that you are not allowed to buy local goods using foreign currency, okay. but you can keep your currency for whatever reason you want it for, but you cannot just buy local goods. This is important in that we are generating about $5 billion US dollars as a country in exports. And that money is now what we are using to import goods into the country and also to buy local goods. So there was an important decision to separate these two, such that only for local goods you can use local currency. If you are buying, say, something like, say, tomatoes that were grown in Chishawasha in Zimbabwe, there's no reason for you to use US dollars. If you are a government worker working for the Zimbabwean government and you are in Zimbabwe, there's no reason for you to be paid in US dollars. So this trend had to be corrected. The adjustment might be painful to swallow for now, but it is very necessary for the economy to do and go through these things. If you look at other expert economists, mm-hmm. from the IMF to the World Bank to the EU, everyone has said Zimbabwe is on the correct path. They've asked for further reforms, but the path we're going is the right direction. What matters is not the speed at which you are moving, it's the direction that the country has taken to liberalize the economy, liberalize its market, which has been begged by introduction of an interbank market, whereby people, if you need foreign currency, if you're a traveler, you can go to your bureau of exchange and buy this currency at the going rate. If you have your own currency, you can sell it to your bank. This is what a normal economy should be like. We cannot allow the Reserve Bank to determine everything, to say you want foreign currency, you go to the Reserve Bank, as if the Reserve Bank generates foreign currency. It was not a good thing as well. So whilst people might find some fault in what is happening, this is necessary because now we're freeing the Reserve Bank from that burden or that monopoly to head over foreign currency. Because everything was going towards the Reserve Bank. Whether you want to buy medication, you want to buy fuel, you want to buy, you know, anything imported, all these foreign currencies are being allocated by the Reserve Bank. But has changed. Now, if you need foreign currency, then go to the interbank market.
Thank you, Mr. Mponda. For those of you who are just joining us, good evening. And this is Studio 7 Live Talk. Gibbs.
Now, let's go to Mr. Michael Ndweni. Baba Ndweni, siya kwamke lo kuhlelo.
Gibbs, unjani?
No, ngipile kakhulu. Ye, akutsho Baba Ndweni, uzwile wa Mponda. Uyakhuluma lapha, uzaphendula. Ngesikhiwa briefly, ubese uqhubeka nje, ukhulume ngesiNdebele. So, utshaya ngamafitshane sibili kakhulu. So, what do you think about the current situation in Zimbabwe? Is this new policy working in terms of the statutory instrument 142 of 2019?
This is a double, for me, I think it's a double-edged sword. And on the other hand, it has got a positive impact, particularly for traders that are trading locally and who don't cross border for us as CZTA. And on the other hand, for ICBTs, those who cross borders to get goods out of the country, it's a different story altogether. It has serious impact, serious ramifications. So I would say that to a larger extent, the policy to restore issue of currency is positive because we have been calling for that as a sector because our people have been struggling to even get money from the black market because the rates were ballooning and every day they were speculating. And also, even locally, for people to get goods for resale, prices are changing every day. So, to some extent, and I said to that extent, the move was a bit positive. But however, for people that are actually crossing borders to get goods out of the country, it's a serious problem because right now they're already able to get foreign currency because it has been banned. So people think that you cannot use the US dollar to buy goods or to exchange. The person wants to go to South Africa or any other country. Mm-hmm. So I would say that it's a very big problem now. So I think that. But what is needed now is to try and lobby the government to try and put in place measures to restore confidence in the Zimbabwean dollar so that people are able to take the money and then use it. And then we can go to the event. So in Zimbabwe, we can say, we can say, kina besithi khona ngamele ulozi indaba yemali leyo ukuze amasuthenga kuhle lokhali ngoba ama-rate inja everyday, ama-presence inja everyday, ukuthi umuntu can't budget now for the next day because ama-rate afike ekhwelile. So abantu abacontrola i-foreign currency kade bebebadethe i-pays in terms of what we buy. But at the same time also, umuntu ongatholi i-foreign currency bekunzima ukuthi aphile ngoba i-pays dictator abantu abathola i-foreign currency. But it's a serious impact for abantu abathenga izinto phandle abathengisayo njengathi abantu abazisebenzayo abantu abaningi esilabo behambe bethenga izinto phandle ngelizwe. So besekunzima bekuzaba nzima ukuthi kathi sibathole i-foreign currency ukuthi bayethenga izinto phandle ngoba sukuthi baphile. So like I said, ngesikhiwa ngathi i-WSOD kunzima asikwazi ukuthi what is there for, what is going to happen tomorrow. So this SI 142 created the uncertainties. Despite the fact that we had to address the currency issue, The problem is that right now, I want to trust the currency yet. Ubuti, it will have value.
Gabriel,
what's the say? Magadim Koma Gabriel. Aiwa tiri nani ndimkoma blessing na mkoma Gibbs varipanyanga nasi tipeo pfungwa dzenyu. Aiwa hapana chakaipa. Aiwa isi tiri nani. Taurai zvenyu.
Asi chiri kuitika pautungamiriri wenyika yedu wavakumesei. Nokuti ukatarisa vana mponda vanenge vari kubhenefita nokuti zvaakutaurwa zvokuti kwakuchindoziswa mabhenefiteni muchimidzi vakatoona kuti dzinonho oway chete vachitorera maus dollar atanga tinawo mashoma asara nokuti tikatarisa pagnu yakaitwa nembc maus mari dzese dzaadzaakushanda ende dzaiwanikwa futi kumabhengi vati kubva pakangotorwa namukoma munangagwa vapurezidendi vedavo mari dzakabva dzashayikwa musistimu zvinhu zvakabva zvatanga kukwira daily ukatarira kuti takaita gnu 10 years back chingwa taichitenga ne50 cents dollar for $2 asi pakazopinda purezidendi vamunangagwa chingwa chakabva changoshuta kubva wiki ravakaitwa purezidendi chikasvika $3, $4 nhasi uno hachisi kutongozikana chichiri pamari nokuti hachisi kutowanika saka taida kuti ava vangona vari kuratidza kuti muekonomi vatitsanangudzire kuti zvichafamba sei kuti tibude munyako yatiri nokuti ava munangagwa vatikona chaizvo nokuti haizvizvizvi isusu tiri kuno kunze taakutotya kana kutumidzira hama dzedu mari nokuti hatizivi zvinofuma zvakarongwa mangwana masipeni nokuti unogona kungofuma uchiudzwa kuti mari akatumidziraya takutongovapa $3 ende $3 racho kubva parakaintrodhuswa vanhu vari kuti havasati variona hatiudza kuti imari yakaintrodhuswa munewspaper here imari iri kushanda iri kupi sezvo chichinzi yakaintrodhuswa nehurumende ngavatiudzewo kuti mari iyoyo iri kuwanikwa kupi yakuwanikwa kuverificheni isingawanikwe kubhengi inowanikwa kuverificheni sei kubhengi kwacho nhasi ndo ndikaenda chida unotora mari kubhengi dinoishaya saka ngavatiudze kuti iri kuwanikwa kupi.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Gabriel.
Ndatenda mukoma Blessing.
Regai titi vamuponda vapindure. Vamuponda pindurai tinzwe. Ndofunga manzwa zvataurwa namukoma Gabriel.
Ndasinzwa mukoma Gabriel wataura mubvunzo chaiwo Joshua vari raiti ipapo pakuti pane yatingati information gaps ekuti I think Reserve Bank neMinistry of Finance nehurumende pachezva vanofanira kuita inonzi iya information campaign iya yekusensitiza vanhu vachinyatsoudza vanhu kuti chii chakaitika zvakananga kupi iya yatinoti media blitz nekuti panofanira kunge paine information iri readily available yekuti ukapinda mubhengi mumachechi muzvikoro pese pangoungana vanhu mumakombi kana mumabhazi mumaairpoti pese pauri ngapawanikwa paine information iyo inonyatsoexplainera vanhu kuti chaitika chii ipapapa ndo pangangodaro pari kuti vanhu valose confidence ebit ndosaka maprona maprize achiita overreact kuti thereis no justification yekuti mafuta anga achiita $10 abva aita $27 the next day hapana justification blessing ipapo yekuti iri linked to the product kana to the market movement iyo tingangoti ifiye yakangobata vanhu kuti havasi kuziva kuti chii chaitika saka munhu auda kungokambura mari yaakwanisa yataa kuti profit hearing but driven by fear ipapo panenge pachiti vamutudi nawamanguza vanokurudzirwa ende ndotovakurudzirwa ivi nevari muhurumende kuti ngapaitwe proper campaign ingangotora 3 to 6 months vanhu vachinyatsoudzwa vachipiwa maexplanations ari adequate kuti aiwa maus dollars amunenge matumirwa kubva kunze kubva kudiaspora unonovapiwa akadaro kuwese nyenyeno kwaunenge waenda hautorerwi nemunhu unonge watengesa kana wakuda iwe kuatengesa kubhengi kana kubureau de change saka ipapo painformation gap ndotaura zvishuwa iyo iripo asi yavapo kudaro vanhu ngavaregere kutanganwa kuti chingwa chavarichiita dollar for two angari two maus dollars haava kutauraya saka ukatarisa rate riko izvoso rate randaona kubhengi I think is about 7 or 8 kubhengi nhasi US dollar asi chingwa chiri kuwanikwa ne $4 which is still 50 cents US dollars Saka in US dollar terms zvinhu zvadzika price blessing. Ipapo ndoda kuti vanhu vabatisise kuti currency yataka kudila nayo iyi it's not a US dollar. Saka zvinhu zvatodzika. Avo varototi hanzi kupinda kwaitawo munangagwa zvinhu zvabva zvakwira mari dzatanga kushaika. Ipapo hapasi chokwadi nekuti mabond notes nema bond coins aka introduced ne old government ya President Mugabe, former president. Vamunangagwa vakatosvika zviripo and ma movements avari kuita ndekutry kukorekta zvinhu. Wekuri wekuita yatinoti reform yekugadzirisa kuti nyika ive inonzi nyika inofanira kunge ine mari yayo yakazvimirira. Amtiwa makaona nezuro chaya Botswana ikataura kuti government yeBotswana ichatambira maforeign currency. Dzimwe nyika ndozva dziri kuita ndokuti nyika ikwanise kumanage economy yayo yega. Hamukwanisi kumanage economy muchanisa mari yekunze. Asi chatoda kukurudzira hurumende pazvinofanira kuitika zvakare ndezvekuti Zimbabwe inofanira kugenerata inonzi foreign currency yega. Hatifani kungomira tichitrade mari iri muno iyoyo. Tofanira kuramba tichigenerata foreign currency pakuexporta zvinhu zvakawanda. Ngatigadzire zvimwe zvinhu muZimbabwe zvatotengeserwa nyika dzekunze kwete kuti izvozvo vanhu vanoimporta yogurt kana cheese. Izvozvo zvinomira zvakanaka. Ipapo nyika haifumuke nekuti vanhu vari kuimpota chero mvura, chero machira embogadzirwa David Whitehead aya akungoimpotawo bva kunze. Mari inowandwa nepressure inocollapse because inonzi balance of payment position yenyika inodeteriorate kana mukaramba muchingotenga zvekunze asi mabvana chamuri kutengesa. Saka paya patiri kutaura nezvane beneficiation nevalue addition yekuti patiri kutengesa platinum isina kugadzirwa kana goridhe risina kugadzirwa. Goridhe iroro ngarigadzirwe kuti iwe kana jewelry inotengeswa iti higher value. Madiamonds atiri kutengesa izi rough diamonds. We should process them locally. Kuitwa value addition. Zvokuti anenge akutengeswa nemutengo wakasumukira. Ndozva tofanira kuti akutarisa beyond having our own currency. Because if we have our own currency, it's really backed by exports. Currency yenyu ngeri weekend inoramba ichikollapse, ichidepreciate. Saka tinofanira kuti akuita mamwe moves ekuencourage ma exports. Things like horticulture. Yataimboita muZimbabwe zvokuti aimporta exporta maruva achienda kunana England, kunana Holland. Chini zvinofanira kukurudzirwa netobhako inofanira kuramba ichikurudzirwa kuti varimi ngavaramba vachirima vachipiwawo mutengo uri nani vachichengeta maus dollar vanenge vaenawo amwe izvo zvinoencourage kuti tirambe tichiexporta zvinhu ndozvinofanira kunge zvichiitika nekuti ikangoita currency yega isina maexports anoibheka currency iyo inenge ichinetseka saka mazimbabwe ndo vatii government inofanira kuexplaina zvakare kuti titori nemaexports atiri kuita tine platinum tine gold tine madiamonds and tine chrome neto bako ya triku exporter which is supporting the current. We need to export more.
Tinotenda vamponda rambai zvenyu muri parunare. Gibbs?
Yes, lo baba ke umkandle fonini. What says uti baba umkandle uthini? Baba umkandle ungawuchona njani?
Hayi ngiyaphila baba linjani?
Ngisiyaphila umkandle. Ungaphi emhlabeni lapho?
Umkandle, umkandle osebhinga.
Oh umkandle kunjani ebhinga?
Kuzima kubhulwana.
Indaba yokunyumba.
Zvidhu zviyadhura mwezi makwayo maloko pomikwa kwana tambo tidzatekepo kuno
kunzima
kunzima usasevenze ngapaya zvizvinhu sezvakasezvatwanza kumbe kangaki ngaki azii malei asingasaisevenzilei esinganzihlupa kuzosi ayazisokouhlangene gonkele uno mumbo wokuti asingasauhambisa kwemini imango tinangapaya zvisitenga ngomumbu esitolo inkomo katesivese kwaye ndisinga inkomo zvokulimisa sokuti asingasahambisa umumbu yazvozvinga sezvizvi zvozvima wokuti sesikurala neZimbabwe.
So ungavhela uthenga umumbu uyawuthola njani njengoba kuthiwa kumele uthwale i-50 kg kuphela. So nxa uthwalela abanye ke kuzokumele lenze
ikho kungimangalisa mina abazali bami abanye bakhathana lami kwabanye komunye uchief ungapensenga esiyabhuwa. So ngingasengisiyaba nginceda kumbe sengisiyadinga inkomo yokuthi zama ukuzinceda ngilime. So kuti asengibotasehamba lo mumbu wangu asengiswele kuti sokuyikuyini imali zangu ane zikade zisinceda ngazo amayusa umba amarandi ekade sisebenzisa ngawo vele lawo sokuthi asevaliwe kuti sisebenzise njani asakwazi ogogo kade bephi imali lama-n g os kathesi sasibehamba zebehambe kumabhenki ebhenki ngapha ebhenki akula mabhenki okuthi asihambe ma-interbhenki wangukhona lapo asilavo tina napa manje ogogo benze njani ngemali zangu asesiswele konke kuvele sokunzima ndoda.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu. So konapho ke singathi intengo ngokudume njani ezitolo sizokuthiwa kuzima sibili
khonokho kukhulu nabanye amathukela sabo-34 amakhukhe kubo-50-60 khonapho kunzima vele tina njengapha vele imali besingasela ndaba besisebenza ngomumbu esikhathi esiningi.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu sibongile kakhulu khona ngapho ke ebhinga ungathi nalo kusasa ba.
Hayi ulungile.
Yeah, so President Nicola is saying that you know they used to use the rand, the dollar and other currencies, but he says they're no longer using it And now grandmothers mm-hmm. and granddaddies, they've got a problem.
Mm-hmm.
He says they used to get money from NGOs. And so they're supposed to get this US dollar and go to the banks. He says there are no banks
yeah.
around in certain areas in Pinga. So where should they go to change their kind of money?
Mm-hmm.
So he says that's a big bind.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we've got a caller or two.
Baba Ndlovu.
Ndlovu, connect to one. Baba Ndlovu, caller, connect to one, Baba.
Maybe
before we go to Undiweni, so see abantu ukuthi kulabo abantu abasilandelayo lapha ku Facebook uMazinyane Juma uthi lami ngona Dube uzimo khona lapha ke ukhol ruler uthi umponda how can you generate foreign currency when there is so much corruption in Zimbabwe. Says that's impossible. Then uchuma uyaphinda futhi uthi umumbu uvalelweni kanti indaba singasozisenelise ukuthwala umumbu wethu. So ke sibuyele kuba undiweni babandiweni anti uzwele ngale bhinga kuthiwa ke xa abantu behola imali so abantu bayahola from ama NGOs kodwa phela kuthiwa kula mabhenki so yinkinga yangikhona ukuthi amabhenki akatshana izalukazi lamaxeku so kumele bedondolozele besiye emabhenki besiyakwenza khona kuthiwa i-interchange utshintsha imali kwi-intermarket khonapho. So ke wena ungathini ngakhonokho ke osokungani kubhekane la bantu?
Dube kunzima labalaleli kumbe mina ngokuthi ngicabanga inxa i-alternative engayenziwa ukuthi u-address that problem ukuthi abantu bele bemabhenki umuntu ebehlela ekhaya kithi umele agada ayegopoint ayetshintsha leyo mali. I think in the interim, maybe we are share a mobile in the exchange platform. As we just call, because it's called on that is in the way to design the companies. So now, I'm not thinking to do the problem. They would like to use my land, get the with Panama Belling Bella as so would see about the access to those facilities in my schools, Makai. Otherwise, so it wouldn't be my cool. And I think also I agree with the speaker's comment on which one. The current play with the seven, the civil, not the serious, young and user, who may be affected by our exports. Because I may survive the Nangala Palace of Payment. I agree that we need to make sure that even not relying on the Itopako, because I think. It's part of the economy, but may not be able to spend and earn enough foreign currency for the country. So I think that we should not forget the aspect of which we may invest in industry. Our industry is obsolete. It's in the corner. It's chile in dala. It's chile. Nyantolontolo. But yet, you know, good corner. Sizame ukuthi siqalise kakutsha si-embrace kumbe sibambe i-energy kuma-industry okwenzela ukuthi siproduce si-exporte and sithole i-foreign currency. Izindlela leyo ayisoze yaphila ngiyatsho ayisoze yaphila ngenxa yokuthi ayizo-back by
ama-exports.
So ngiyakumelana nesinye esikhulumileyo sithi
siyabonga kakhulu ke ubambe khonapho. So he says there's need for exports, you know, in order to make sure that maybe the Zim dollar can float in a good way. But he's very skeptical about what is happening in rural Pinga and other places where there are no banks. He says maybe somebody can come out with an app, maybe a mobile exchange app or something like that, or some platform where people can just go to a growth point or maybe in a village and then start exchanging their money. And so he says it's a tough situation.
I think we have another caller.
Yes, like Slobani Kumani, what is your Slovan? Yeah, it comes on Slovan Void. Hello, caller, how are you?
Hello, Jan.
You're Pilan Void, Wunjan.
Is
your Pilan Kumaloban?
Kumalo, Derek.
Yeah, Derek, I would you to Baba when I'm over Nawako, a Konoko and Zagala Gore Zimbabwe, Kunamanj. So, okay, now Sukangel, civil when I intengo. Yempahla inganiqonga umalisayo. So ke kumele kwenziweni ukuze ukuthi abantu bagcine besenelisa ukuthenga impahla ejene.
Ngaphandle kokubiza amabhondo nalawa kuphela kulokunye bangakwenza.
So singathi wena wena kathesi unqa uthola imali useZimbabwe kanjo baba Derek.
Eh.
Nqa ungathola imali US dollar uya ngapi la?
Ah. Kade sasawa ukuthi uya ngazo kodwa yethe vese isebenza ngoyisebenza nje.
Mhm. Kumbe uyagcina usiya ko hospitaleni kumbe ebanki kumbe ngapha sikwazi phela.
Ah, one thing you must know is that you will
Mbogo kutu ya tungene pepe nko na potu bochu, eh?
Eh.
Hai, siyezo kakulu. So, wenu mbona zanu kuyao pambi, lukume luku nzweni. Una mbona wako mnumza.
Hai, mbona 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 kati ama minister na kona, hola mali.
Aha. Hai, singa siku wana po sisabuza. Na usibogile kakulu, teri kuwa tila kusasawa. Yeah, so he says the problem with Zimbabwe is that it's not a question of you know phasing out the multiple currency system. Just bring it back.
Yeah,
that's what works. You know, he says the bond, throw it away. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
let's go to. Yeah. I think we have another caller. I'm coming surprise. Magadi.
Tiripo Magadi, mwa blessing.
Aiwa tiripo tipeo fungwa zeni.
Naida kutaura wana baba anunzwa mponda wu.
Mm-hmm.
Saida kutaura mamiri rakata hurumende yedu kuti hurumende yedu chayo iripo akishavimba nayo.
Mm-hmm.
Nyayari kuitika ndee kuti mnuona kuti chiriku ti susu tulukunzi tapiru wa maharima simdola anditi.
Mm-hmm.
Arukunza apinda. Yuko zino chinotipa garanti ye kuti mario yo yaka simba uyezu ya inotisita kure. Chii.
Mm-hmm.
Chumwe chunu zakare ndeche kuti tuta kuziva o kuti ko chino garanti yedu iri papi pa mari ze kunzi tika tumira mari zedu kusazukuba kusa South Africa kuno kwa tiri kisi tumira ku Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
Chino duwana mari zedu ari ma US. Mutemu yawe iri kungo chinja any minute nungu rikane ya chinja. Chotipa garanti ye kuti hazvichinje chingava chi nokuti zuro uno bondi chairo chairo rakanga rim system chinzi 1:1 asi rakaguma ronzi hari tongonzi hari 1:1 from nowhere saka iko zvine izvi chatipa garanti chingambova chi
vamponda pindura itins
apa tiri kuita ndechekuti macurrent reforms ka e-process is not an event ndopanda mbotora paya kuti nyaya yekuzoti tishike patiri nhasi yakatangira kumabond coins tika explain kuti zvakafamba sei tikazosvika patiri asi chinoti muwe guaranteed for now ndechekuti izvozvo vanhu vatotumirwa mari kubva kunze varitotora ari ma US dollars upepuwa iri currency yavatumira iri ukatotumira izvozvi ma US dollars uri kubva paAfrica ari maranzi munhu wavatumira atopiwa mari iyoyo saka guarantee iyoyo iripo ndozvinotoitika hapana munhu ati atumira mari kunze achibva kunze akanzi munhu apuwa bond note iye atumirwa maranzi aiwa asi kuitika izvozvo asi chechitatu blessing chandoda kuti vateereri vanyanye kubatisisa ka ndechekuti nyaya yemacurrency reforms iyi chinhu cheche chisingaitwe as event yekuti chinongoitwa nhasi zobva zvanaka aiwa zvinhu zvinotora nguva zvichiitika muchiadjasta kusvika masvikati pamofanira kusvika Zimbabwe yagara ine yatinoti deficit yekuti kare kake tagara tichingowana inonzi balance of payment support from IMF World Bank and na Britain and America vachiti batsira because Zimbabwe is never end enough currency inoenderana nechi nema import needs edu ndosaka tichida strategy inonzi import substitution vataa kuimporta zvanyanyisa blessing ukatarisa mota dzaapa road pe Zimbabwe dzakusvika close to 2 million and mota idzo dzinoda petrol inoimportwa handiti mota idzo dzacho dzakatoimportwa futi neforeign currency saka pane maadjustments anofanira kuitika kuti nyika yedu idzoke pabalanced position zviri kuitika izvi hazvizoti zvingangoblamwa on one person kana on zvinhu zvaiitika over many years and tinawo maimports atatiita ari unnecessary blessing ukatarisa ndanchoona izvozvo kuti zimbabwe yaimporta mavegetables ari worth 8 million US dollars my vegetables for that matter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things and we've got all this land. It's like my policy issues are true quita. And for kunge ari anini atinoti go congruence. You could target a same specific goal. I think that's my policy in piecemeal. You could target each ukutasirira. Saka these policies should be in one line. Such that ku agriculture to push towards production of things that we can export where we've got markets. We need to build back our cattle head. You remember the other time we exported to EU, did you earn a foreign currency? Maru, at the time we exported to EU, did you earn a foreign currency? There are those things that we need to do. And these things, unfortunately, are hitting over a few weeks or months. You know, the Mako is cheating. Like a Zimbabwean, you know, that says the longer picture of it. That's why government is coming up with these measures. And I'm going to come to the government to get a job to get a job. The instrument it's very clear. Zairi kutawara. It looks like no person or entity shall buy or acquire maize from any producer, otherwise not through the GMB. And there's no person, if you're not a farmer and you're not a producer, you're not allowed to sell maize to GMB. So you can get to cover this subsidized in Zimbabwe. So the GMB is going to take a chibagi from a producer at 900. You're going to take a seller kuna mila at 700. Saka if I park off with just within me like an automobile, I don't want to touch back. I think of GMB. It is 700. What's okay for Chibaki? It's GMB. It's 900. It's just a measure to protect the masses. Because Chibaki, Chinofanoga Chi, affordable to everyone. So this is a subsidized product. Once the product is subsidized, there are controls that you need to have. You how are you going to have Chibaki? You don't think of GMB when you are not a farmer. This instrument is very clear, but it's now being scandalized from how I'm hearing to a Facebook. And other social media. So even as a radio, it would be good the way you are going about to inform the people what is the measure actually saying. And if our government, you know, find a campaign, a media campaign, to advertise the such that it's not taken by those who paid for fake news. As if one Arab is going to battle Chiba again, things like that. I feel so stupid. You know, when you get Chiba again, I think it's going to be you can also not much Chiba again. Don't sell Chiba again, GMB. Don't try it.
But
we want production.
Gibbs. Yes, just starting to get a little bit of a talk. Okay, now we can go. We can go. Slobani, you need to kill up a blessing money. Yes, to Pogles and Sukotai. Yabona Ulungle Dov Uti, Linjanbalali, Lalele, in Seruta Port, Tich Hansbeck. I long Austin, Unobe Utu Seruta Port. Who's aware Ulungle Uti Ice Sonke, in Semonze, Zambia. Umtutuzi in Dovu, Utin Karim for Lokola Manj. Zakuzama for it to Nomaganjan. Who's aware Upayana Lauti and Kella for it. So,
but Mr. Mponda, is there a plan B for Minister Mthuli Ncube here? Because from what the people are saying, failure is an option. What if this fails?
There's an option, obviously, because he's also negotiating with the Paris Donor Conference and the IMF and the World Bank, and the staff monitoring program already in progress. So some of these reforms already with the blessing of the big financial players like the World Bank, IMF, because we have IMF staff in Zimbabwe already. They are also advising the minister on what he's doing. So it's not really like the minister is doing as he pleases or as he wishes. No. The minister is consulting widely with other experts and other bodies who've got money and who've got capacity. It's people like the African Development Bank. So the minister has been doing these things after consulting. And after considering the effect that it can have on the people, that's why you have all these plans that you've got the Supco buses now, where the bus going for 50 cents or a dollar for distances, which is an intervention to cushion the people from the effect of rising prices. Because this price adjustment, it's not in US dollars. It's a new currency that's being introduced. Hence, you're having this anomaly whereby it has moved drastically above. Ideally, when you're a developing country like Zimbabwe, you need a currency, what you call a soft currency, a currency that is depreciating, so that it gives your people an incentive to export. Because once you export, if you earn $1, in your own currency, it will be more. that will allow you to exporting more to earn more in your own currency. Even if you are, say, remitting money from the diaspora, you earn $100. To someone who's in Zimbabwe, it shouldn't be equivalent to $100. It should be something more in your local currency.
Okay, Mr. Mpona,
you achieve this by having a weaker currency. So that's why the minister is moving away from a hard currency, that's the US dollar. The US dollar is a reserve currency.
Thank you, Mr. Mponda.
So you cannot use that currency. It's too strong for this economy.
Okay, Mr. Mponda, we just want to quickly bring in our third guest, that is the ZCTU Secretary General, Mr. Japhet Moyo. Mr. Moyo, you heard what Mr. Mponda said there, that the government is consulting widely the IMF and other international lenders. But the question is, are they consulting Zimbabweans? Did they consult you before this statutory instrument, 142? Mr. Moyo?
Yes, I'm listening. They might be consulting the IMF, the World Bank, and other players. But I think locally there are some challenges. When we met on Wednesday, on the 26th, organized labor was very clear that they were not aware they were taken by surprise. Some applies with business, kind of the business. So even businesses in Zimbabwe were taken unaware. They were not consulted about this decision. Remember that Zimbabweans are very skeptical about the IMF and the World Bank. They for us in the 90s, and it destroyed jobs, closed companies. So it is very difficult to convince people that anything coming from the IMF at this stage will be able to salvage the situation. So I don't believe that they need to be consulted on how they can be able to buy in to what government needs to implement. Unfortunately, government is not forthcoming.
Thank you. It is former Zambian President Kenneth Kaunda who said that the IMF doesn't care whether you are suffering from malaria, a headache, or a broken leg. They still give you quinine.
Yeah. So now, I think yes, let's call it up again. Mkwebo. Mkwebo, unja mkwengen? Uyangizwa mkwebo?
Yangizwa kakle kakle.
Ye, unuvona janu kwenza kala mkwebo?
Indaba leo, ingani ya sinda. Ya sinda, sili ngezema, in the sense that currency reform le kumyo, wababa nwa wabati mbabu mponda. Ifana loka, chale shasha. Ugatsha lesihlahla nxa isihlahla esikhulu sakhona sivele singaphilanga kahle, ugatsha akulangayinye indlela esingaphila ngayo. Othi ngezinye indlela singabe silokhu sicomba ukuthi sanekazingeti singenza kahle sithoma izalo, kodwa esikhathini sesivele sisedlule. Engikubona kuqakathekile ukuthi asibuyelele emuva silungisise isimo sahulumende lo esikhokhelayo. Uhulumende osikhokhelayo usetshengise ukungathembakali okwesikhathi eside kakhulu. Uthi nxa singakhangela sibuyela emva kancane, lisakhumbula kwakule khampani ethiwa ngumana Africa.
Ye, siyayikhumbula siwe. Yayilale team yebhola.
Imana Africa ukutshona kwayo yatshona ngenxa yokuthi yafaka imali yayo eningi in hard currency kumabhenki eZimbabwe. Bathi befuna ukuyisebenzisa. Bafika ukuthi yayisidliwe nguhulumende. Osokusenza ukuthi kungabi lo muntu olengqondo ekupheleleyo ovumayo ukuthi afake imali yakhe kuleli lizwe. Ngenxa yokuthi uhulumende kathembakali, engathembakali enjalo kuza kwenza ukuthi impilo yabantu ibe nzima kakhulu.
Ye, lokhu sakhola mnumzane? So I think Mkwebo's phone is a problem. But all what you are saying is that people must still remember what happened to funds that were used by the government. Still remember those funds that the government used.
Is actually being sued, not only by Mana Africa. You remember Rio Zim?
Yes.
Of course, was also suing the government.
So he says, you know, at the end of the day, people must remember that. Because there are some companies who are still you know, in distress because of that.
Mm-hmm.
And so he says, what type of a company can go today and invest in Zimbabwe and generate the much needed exports that are being, you know, spoken about by Mponda? Mm-hmm. So he says, no. The problem is the government is not trusted, is not trustworthy at all.
Mm-hmm.
So how then do you push investment? How do you push exports and all those kind of things? He says mm-hmm. it's impossible.
We have Mkoma Caleb Stole. Mkoma Caleb Stole, Magadi.
Pedro Baba Magadi Nini.
Ai, su tingo tamba. Tipeo mfungwaze, yu Mkoma Caleb.
Zuruto na Mkoma Mponda, dinosu mzitita.
Mm-hmm.
Kwaruta urabati, apane remwe wei kuti government, inga gazi nisezu nisi. Vanhu vachikwanisa kutenga chingwa vakabvuta tisingadhuri kuti tikatarisa zviri kuitika kaizvino mapraizisi kana uchitenga $221 pamunhu asiri kushanda ari kutengesa madomasi hazvitomboite because chirunguka chavari kutaura ichi strategy yegovernment iri kukumbira kuti igadzirise zvinhu izvi ka ruzhinjiri wezimbabwe rakaguta then tikwanise kunzwisisa ari kuenda nekwavaroda kutiisa because ezvino govenment zvari kuita nevanhu vachona vari kuita mapraizisi kuti ngari haya hatizuziva kuti vari pamwe chete kana kuti taneta ngavaite zvimwe zvinhu zvinoita kuti Zimbabwe tatambudzike nenzara nekunge vachiitenderedza because kana vachiti kuti vaende kumabanks watiwati chachirungu ichi ngatiregeze mabanks izvi tiite zvekuitira kuti isusu tigute thenivo kana vachienda mumabanks vainge ivo vatigadzirireo isusu tiwane zvakawanda kutira kuti vabereki vedu isusu vakwanise kuwana tafu pamari dzatinenge tichitumira isusu ichibva kumaricho.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru vaStole nekupinda muchirongwa chedu. What Mr. Caleb Stole there is saying, our listener, is that he understands everything that Mr. Mponda is saying, but he's saying his main concern is that people don't even have the basics. They cannot even afford bread, you know. So he says it's good to talk about those economic policies in English, but when people have something to eat, he says people will not understand if they cannot afford just the basics to survive on a day to day.
Before we get his reaction, let's go to Mr. Ndlovu. Ubaba Ndlovu, sekuweni. Baba Ndlovu, unjani lapho khona? Ndlovini, unjani? Yeah, we are season love. Yeah, I would join you to one and general Zagales book.
I'm saying Yashagashi in the lady Katagaku, Woman, the driver, and then Jelani is in the Kaya. All the fun, and you can get it from the store, and you tell the lesser in the new camp, and you can have South Africa. Ngalekhaya bekwazukuba kenga amarandi so manje ngithe ngene bathe bavale vele ngoba akusasizi ukuthi bathenge ngala madola ngizosoka kuphi mina mabethenga ngala madola lawaya
kathi uthengisani ke Ndlovu
yebo ngithe ngigcosali into nje ezithathe lokudla vele zi fish oil iloku vele iflawa lama rice
manje suvalisile ukuthi hayi akusasebenzi
kune bavale ngishike mina ngoba kusiza ukuthi bathenge amadola khona ngizostoka kangubi duke ngoba into lezele iyitshepha ngapha e-South Africa lelo dola lakhona ngeke ngikwazi ukuthi ngithenge ngalo ngapha e-South Africa
ngiyiqede
mese nginayo duke yabona
pho manje ungavala
manje
qhubeka baba qhubeka Ndlovu ngulalele Ndlovu
ngithi ngiyavala duke ngoba kuyafana into ade ngiyenza bengilokuthi sometimes amadoda angapha egoli bakuukuthi kukhona bakufuna ngale esitolo sami ngithi babathuma abadala bayokuthatha khona bese bengibhadala mina ngapha ngikwazi ukuthi ngisoke izinto zami zibuyele zihambe ziye khona bethenga nangalo lelo dola lelo ekhaya kodwa isikhathi esiningi bengiphrishiya ini ukuthi bathenga amarandi ngoba ngisoka ngapha so manje mali bethenga lani amadola ngizosoka ngaphi mina so ngikho ngithenga ngcono bavale kuyenzela ukuthi ngasakwazi ukuthi ngijani ngizositoka kanjani ngedola labo le engakwazi ukuthenga kufumani
hhayi siyabonga kakhulu Ndlovu ungadola kusasa baba
hayi ngiyabonga duke ngiyabonga
ye siyabonga so Mr. Ndlovu is a businessman in Matopo he says he has ordered his employees to shut down the store because it has been placing orders in South Africa in rands, and so now selling those items in Zimbabwe dollars won't make sense. He says the times what he used to do was he would stock his shop in Matopo and then ask people in South Africa to pay him in rands, and then he would buy and sell, you know, that kind of a thing. So since he was making good business, but now with the Zimbabwe dollars, he can't do anything. So some people have lost their jobs. He's now shut down. He doesn't know what to do next. So he says this is really critical at this stage in Zimbabwe. So we are going to talk to Baba Moyo, we are going to possibly Baba Ndlovu bekhuluma sithi sevale lesitolo khona ngale matopo. Pho izisebenzi vele ziphila njani?
Ah, kuba lobuzima lapha ke sike saboda eHarare namhlanje ekuseni. Sabona ukuthi ama-business amanengi bayesaba ukuthi ingxenye bangathathelwa ama-license. Abavalanga ke. Abakwenzileyo ke bakhweze intengo yokuthi lawo nxa uthi uyayikhangela kumbe ufuna uthengane. Imali yangkhona ayifanisi. Sibone ngani nayindlela yokuthi nje abantu asozibambe istopi yawo liyabe ihlala lokuyikhangele ngokuthi imali yangkhona ayikwaniseki. So kulobunzima ke ebantwini ngokuthi impahla zikhona ke imali yangkhona ke esifunakala ke. Sibona abamabhizinisi ke abanqatshelwa ke kuphela ukuthi bekhweze
ifoni yakho ngazani sitshelela, so sizabuya kuwe baba Moyo, sicela uthede ukuze sibuye kuwe back khona ngapho. So what Moyo was saying is that you know they were just going around in Harare checking the prices and so forth, and then the business just as usual says businesses are open. But what they've done is they've increased prices of all commodities. So they don't want to shut down, because they are fearing that if they shut down, they'll lose their licenses. So instead, they're increasing prices so that their presence is seen by government. So he says the situation is really bad for workers. I guess you call
it? Tinabama Vinze, Makadi. Vama Vinza.
Fara tinofara ndada fara kwatipinzawo muchirongwa munoona nhau yangu iri pakuti vanhu vezanu aya ka tinozonga takawenga asatina vanonga vakabarwa ndima yangu vanonga anoende kuchikoro chekunyepa achasi akagotora ichiti abhadhare chikwereti cheescom tiri kuno kusouth africa south africa iri kuramba kuti escom ya zimbabwe yagadzire yabhadhariri escom
azvitori nguva here vamavhinze Vamavinza, azvitore nguva here. Pamwe yakabhadhara zviri kutora nguva.
Aiwa, hapana 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 mare haingabonetsi pa Zimbabwe padhuza apa kuti yakabhadharwa kunyepa. Munoona kuti nyika itongwe nekunyepa asi pamhuza kutonge nyika. Nhau dziri kundoita anhu ezanu PF ari kudhireje zvinhu kuda kuti asvike kumaelections 2023. Kaka dzise mareforms ari kudiwa kuti tiende kumaelections zvakabheka. Amunangabva ane problem yekuti dai ndaigwa ndichitotaura nawo ane marong advisors. Sekuti izvo zvichinji hazvidi kana MDC kana chii. Amunangabva ane maadvisor ari right. Nyika yedu kana kumasanction aibviswa. Hino ari kuramba kuimplimenta zvo zvaakazvibvisai. Anhu oramba achitambudzika hatisi kufara pakugara kwetukite kunze kuno uchitambura kudai. Ichitupa munyika dzisi dzedu hatine nhamo yekuti tatiri kusenza kuti tibatsire nyika yedu handiti ndozvo zvakashata ndikukumbira amupondi ataure chokwadi every day tinoseenze kuportuku tinota crome inobve kuzimba platinum inobva hazvijeki kuti mari yacheri kuendeti aari kutaura kuti azi platinum nezvese ziri kutengesa tiri kudai mari yacheri kuendeti zvo hazvina kujeka handiti edu ine zviwanikwa zvakanaka ari kupedza vanhu vashoma shoma tikashei mazimba sedu vezemazimbabweni ngaangwarire mangwana chichauya chekusudhani achazotambura nemhuri dzavo dzichatambura anhu kutsamwa kwaari kuita uku uchasimbe hondo dzoti wacha zotamburwa zvinonakidza achine futi dzakabata achiri pamatongo asi achazonga akutizwa zvetiri kuita kutize kunyika kwedu ngenhambo ndo mazwa angu ngaataure chokwadi nezvati pfepfu ngaadzidze kutaure chokwadi chete kuti tatambudzika tisanyepa politika nyepa zvati nyika
tinotenda zvikuru vamavhinza asi hatikurudzire hedu kuti titi pangazoita hondo tinenge chida kuti vanhu vataurirane ndo chirongwa chatinenge tichiita kuti sevana vemunhu mumwe chete zvinenge zvichida kuti vanhu vataurirane pasina bata murefu bata mupfupi todzoka kwamuri vamuponda ndofunga manzwa zvataurwa navamavhinza vari kutaura kuti mataura kuti Zimbabwe nezviwanikwa zvakati wandei asi hazvisi kubatsira vanhu rimwe dambudziko nderekuti vamwe vanoti tikaenda kumarangi uko kunenge kune nyaya dzehori vamwewo chizotiwo tikatarisa mitemo yacho yezvicherwa iyi inenge yakanyorwa nguva yerodhisha mari yakawanda inoenda kumakambani kwete kuhurumende
ipapo blessing ndazva zvangu matauriro aita muteereri wapedzera kutaura uyo ari kuratidza kushushikana nekurwadziwa iko kuri kuitika muzimbabwe isu tese hatisi kufana nezviri kuitika kuti mapurize ari kukwira everyday hapana ari kufara nazvo kunze kwemunhu ari kuisa mari yacho muhomwe make zviri kurwadza muzimbabweni wese anoda nyika yake kuti mapurize indava aramba kuvaramba achikwira kudai zvinhu zvaita nezuro zvakwira zvakwira sei chichi hati zvikwire mainput acho achinja here ndo patiri kutaura kuti pari kuita information gap chete yekungoti industry maybe nelabour vanofanira kunge vachidzoka futi patable I know kuti a week ago vanga vaina president vachiita yatinoti tripartite talks and I hope that forum icharamba ichiitika yekuti vatungamiri vevashandi nevashandirwi nehurumende vanogara pasi vachionesana kuti zvakadai zvakadai nyaya yecurrency iyi inyaya iri sensitive yekuti kazhinji haipiwe one warning yekuti mangwana tichabata dai nokuti vanhu vanenge vachioti speculation ndosaka zvanga zvichingotaurwa kuti ichauya mari itsva ichauya mari itsva but date racho haribude rinochozivikana nevamwe vashoma chete ekuti even vari muzanup f acho havatozvizivi date racho iro rinozongosetwa kureserve bank nekuministry of finance ndovanozosarudza zuva rekuti mari yauya izvo zvinoitirwa kuprotecta integrity yenyika necurrency yacho saka zvatichida kukurudzira pamamiriro aita zvinhu ndeyekuti vanhu ngavaregere kubva vanyonoita hasha dziyedzie dziri personal dzachiratidzwa nemuteereri abva kutaurayo nekuti maitikiro ari kuita zvinhu nyika yao iri kugadzirika asi hazvi kugadzirika ethe rate of which pese tinoda tangatida kuti dai zvabva zvanaka nhasi asi hazvigoneki maexports tinawo asi chimwe chatataura ndechekuti tiri kuexporta pasina inonzi value addition yandingapai example yekuti motikari dzatotenga kubva kujapan pamwe dziri kugadzirwa nesimbi yabva muzimbabwe asi iri simbi inobuda maybe zve$1000 yakuzoka yamoto yakunzi 20,000 ndo panimwe patiri kurasika kuti ngatiite beneficiation value addition kuti maexports edu akwirire instead okuexporta iri fodya ngatiexpose ari macigarettes aproceswa zvinova izvo zvinokwana nyika yawane mari yakati o tisaexpota maraw diamond
tinotenda vamuponda regai titore muteereri wekupedzisira
ye baba mpofu pose lokucina konapo mumwe wependidla muvha ngosi baba mpofu ye pose lako baba mpofu ukone cinge
ye nkona wa
ye ngamafitshane sibili sikhathi sesiphelile unibona njani okwenzakala ezimbabwe
anako okwenzakala ezimbabwe kubuhlungu kakhulu
ye iradio iyo ikatizokupambanisa siza kungenisa kuhlelo oluzayo isikhathi du mfanekaya so kedwa next week sizabe silayo ngemonday so ukhumbule usithumezele inombolo yakho kwenzela ukuthi sixoxe lawo sibongile empofu baba ye blessing time is up baba
Unfortunately, time is not our best ally, and we have to end it here. We want to take this opportunity to thank our guest this evening, Mr. Mike Ondiweni, informal traders leader, Mr. Gilbert Mponda, a businessman, and also the ZCTU Secretary General, Mr. Japhet Moyo. Thanks to our viewers, our listeners, and of course our team behind the scenes, our engineers and producer. Signing off and saying have a blessed weekend. This is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stewart saying have a lovely weekend. Bye-bye.